If fear is the only thing stopping us from achieving our dreams, and we only fear what we don't understand, then the antidote to fear is knowledge. All we have to do is find out who has the knowledge that we need to conquer our fears and achieve our entrepreneurial dreams. My name is Callum Walker, and welcome to the podcast that will help you figure it out and conquer this lonely entrepreneurial journey. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Now, I already know what you're thinking. I know what you are thinking. Why is he in the car again? What's happened to the audio? The last podcast was so crisp, beautiful, perfect, fantastic. And now we're back to the car. Yeah, I didn't say I'm going to stop doing podcasts in the car. I also mentioned in that podcast that the secret is about being prolific. How can I be consistent? Well, I drive all the time. So I'm like, right, it allows me to be consistent. So I'm being consistent right now. So yeah. Now, how was I able to read your mind? I've got a really, really cool story, actually, which can actually make you some money, which is quite cool. So I've only ever had one job. Two, technically. My first job was I was working for my dad when I was 14. So my dad runs a flooring company and he got me fitting floors. So I was 14, up at 5, home for 8, fitting floors. Guess how much I was earning? £3.20 an hour. Criminal! I got paid £3.20 an hour at 14 to fit floors all fucking day. It used to break me, honestly. Anyway, so that was my first job. Now my second job, which is the one that could make you a bit of money, and it's why I was able to read your mind, because I am secretly a bit of a magician. I haven't brought my tricks out for quite some time, but secretly I am a bit of a magician. And my only other job I had was while I was at uni to earn some money, I was a waiter. I was a waiter at a restaurant called Giraffe. And I thought, I wasn't getting paid a lot. I was getting paid like £8 an hour. It was about £8 an hour. So again, like it wasn't a lot of cash. So I was like, right, how could I earn a bit of extra cash? So there's only two ways in the waiting game that you could earn some more cash. Number one, do more hours. Now, I was doing double shifts every day. So when I say double shifts, this is how stupid it was as well. So my double shift would be, I'd get in for 8 to open up for breakfast at 9 o'clock. Breakfast was served 9 till 12. On average, 2 people would come in for breakfast. Like, what is the point of opening up a restaurant at that time? So I'd do that up until 1 o'clock. And then my next shift would then be 2 o'clock till close. Close was typically about 11 o'clock. And then from 11 till 12, I'd have to mop the floors and clean the toilets. Yes. Yes, that is what I had to do. So I did that all summer. I did that all through the Christmas breaks until me and my manager decided that maybe this isn't the best job for me. Not because I wasn't very good, but more, I was actually exceptionally good at waiting, but I wasn't very good at, when they tell me to go and clean the sauces and those sorts of things, I wasn't very good at that. But you know what I was really good at? Which is the only other way you could make more money as a waiter. I'd already maxed out on the hours, but what I hadn't maxed out on was tips. And this is where I was so good. Because, and this is the importance of understanding your market. So this was a family restaurant, which meant there were loads of kids. So loads of kids who could cause the parents a fucking nightmare if they're not entertained. So, what did I do? I entertained the kids. How? I used to bring a pack of cards to every shift with me. And I'd do magic tricks for the kids. I'd get tips of like, bearing in mind, an average, it was probably about roughly 10 to 15 pounds a head it would cost for a meal back then. I'd get at least a 10 pound tip. Yeah, most, like, not off every table. Some of them were just like miserable bastards and like, stop doing tricks for my kid. I'm like, all right then. But yeah, I used to get loads of tips from that. And do you know what was really shit? They then said I had to share my tips with the other waiting staff, and I was like, no, like, because Josh doesn't even talk to the customers, let alone bring a pack of cards. I bring a pack of cards and put smiles on the faces of the children, but more importantly, relieve the pain of the parents. Tell you what, there's a marketing story in that one. So yeah, that's how I was able to read your mind, because I make a load of, I'm secretly a magician. But what a great way of starting the podcast off, because just look into that. Like, what have I kind of done there? I identified a target market, I identified a problem, I then came up with a solution that not only solved the problem but relieved the pain of the individual, and off the back of that, they paid above and beyond what they were originally actually paying for. As Napoleon Hill said, if you do more than you are paid for, eventually you will be paid for more than you do. There we go. So, what did I actually hop onto here for? I can't remember. That's the problem with me. I have a fantastic memory, but for some reason, sometimes, my memory just goes to shit. I came onto here for a specific reason, because I had some real wisdom to share to you. I can't remember. I can now remember what the wisdom is. Right. Here we go. The importance of, first of all, controlling that shitty little voice that's telling you you're no good, okay? And what we want to do is actually kind of rewrite that narrative and showcase to you that actually is a load of bollocks. It's a load of bollocks. And the reason for that is that I guarantee there will be points in your coaching business where you're like, I can't get any clients in, I can't get any leads, I can't make money, I don't know where my next client's coming from. And it can feel like this monumentous task. Now, one thing that I would say is really, really look at numbers, like your numbers, in terms of how many people do I actually need to make some good money. And the reason why I'm saying that is because when you break it down in terms of people, it becomes less daunting instead of in terms of money. But also, one thing I would highly recommend that you do, first of all, and this isn't going to be mind-breaking, mind-blowing advice to begin with, but it will be in a moment. Have a lead magnet. Make sure you have a lead magnet. And make sure that that lead magnet is centered around a specific and clear problem and pain that this person is experiencing. So for example, I have a lead magnet, which is my ultimate fat loss strategy, which is 5 steps to overcoming any client weight loss plateau without a calorie deficit. Okay, so that's quite interesting. But also, why is that appealing to a personal trainer or online coach? It's appealing because they probably have a client. They definitely have a client who isn't losing weight. They believe that this person is following the plan. They've already dropped their calories to a level they hope nobody finds out about. They've upped their expenditure so much that Jim feels like his leg's gonna fall off. And they can't just keep saying, be in a calorie deficit, because that's not good enough to go back to their clients. They're just gonna kind of be found out for not really having a particularly clear plan to get this person out of their hole. So why is this also appealing? Because the problem is that if they don't solve this problem of their client losing weight, then there is a real, real risk of that client leaving or maybe even asking for a refund. But more importantly, that kind of like doubt, that imposter syndrome can really, really sink in heavily, because we're like, I should know this answer. Like, I should know the answer to why my client isn't losing weight. I don't know the answer to this. I'm a fucking fraud. I'm a failure. Now, how do I know that they experience this? I know that because, sorry, my phone was playing up then. How do I know that is the narrative that's going on in someone's mind? Because that used to go through my mind so much, and I used to experience that problem until I overcame that problem by understanding weight loss isn't about a calorie deficit, and actually it's about lowering my client's insulin as opposed to their calories in order to get them to break through a plateau. So my lead magnet is a free training showing someone how to do that. Now, why would I use a lead magnet? Well, because effectively, when someone downloads that, what they're effectively saying is they're putting their hand up and saying, I am experiencing that problem and I'm currently searching for help. So I remember not long back, it's probably this time last year, I was delivering a session to my clients, to my guys and my elite coach, and I was talking about the importance of a lead magnet. And I said to them, look, just look at this conversation. So what did I got up a direct message conversation with someone that I had. And I'd put a post up all about this, and I said, to get my free training, the Ultimate Fat Loss Strategy, DM me the word next level. So, someone, a personal trainer, then commented on my post. No, they didn't comment, they DM'd me. They DM'd me the words next level. We then had a conversation. We then were like, look, you know, I can do this, this, and this. I'll send over the free training in a second, but specifically, why are you experiencing this problem? Like, what's the challenge? We then had a conversation. And then it got to the point where I said, look, all your answers are in the free training, but actually, we had quite an in-depth conversation about this. I said, look, I've actually got a six-week course coming up. It's this, this, and this, and do you fancy it? It's 997, do you fancy it? And then they were like, yeah, sign me up. So she signed up straight away. And I said to all of my coaches when I showed them this, I said, have you noticed something really interesting? They were like, what is it? So for about 5 minutes, they're all going, oh, you did this? I'm like, no. You did this? I'm like, no. And then eventually my client, John, said, you never send to the lead magnet. Exactly. It's not about the lead magnet. They don't want the training. They want the solution to the problem. They want the pain to go away. So, yeah. So first of all, one, just through direct message, I managed to get £1,000 in, which shows you that it's possible. But secondly, what we just want to do is just showcase to people that I have the answer to your problem and I understand you. Now, why am I bringing this up today? Because it can really, really feel like sometimes that this is just never going to happen, that I'm just not going to be able to get any clients in, I'm not going to be able to do this, and I don't know where my next client's coming from. But having a lead magnet really, really makes it simple, because for me, I just, in my mind, I just have a goal of all I need to do is get two of my ideal clients, an online coach, personal trainer, gym owner, who wants to level up their nutritional knowledge and really grow their business through providing amazing results. I just need to get two people to download that every day. That's it. That's my only goal. Because if I get two people to download my lead magnet every day, that's two people every day saying I'm currently experiencing this problem and this pain. But more importantly, that might not sound a lot, but it compounds over a year. Because if I get two people to download my lead magnet every day, sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. At the end of the year, that's 730 ideal customers who have put their hand up and said, I'm experiencing this problem. Now, am I saying that all 730 of these are going to convert into customers? No, but if one in 10 of those becomes a customer, that's 73 clients. And if I'm charging £250 a month and keep them for 12 months, well, that's £219,000. Just from getting two people a day to say, yeah, I'm experiencing that problem, I'd like your help with that. And then one in 10, that's one in 10 of those people become a customer. It's not as far away as you think. So again, if we kind of break that down, that it is that compounding of small actions that really kind of makes this a possibility and a potentiality. And why is that so helpful for you? Not just because it's a useful strategy, but that should give you faith, because you believe in the process. And I think that, especially in the self-development world, they talk about how you need to have belief. You need to have belief in yourself, you need to believe in you. But I'm going to tell you why. I found that sometimes I've struggled to believe in me. And when I've struggled to believe in me, the thing that has kept me going is, but I've believed in my plan. So, not right now, because I'm in a really good place at the moment. But previously, when I've been in that situation, I just don't know if I can do this. I then go back to my plan. I'm like, but the plan makes sense. And that just gives me that belief to just, on the bad days, just make it one more extra day. On the good days, when the energy is there, my God, do we send it? Do we send it? So yeah, so just remember, like, there's loads of things that showcase that when it's broken down to its simplest form, your business, it is possible. You should never go out of business, because remember, especially as an online coach, personal trainer, a gym owner, there will always be people who are overweight and in pain. So, you know, to make 100 grand, to make 50 grand, you only need 17 people to pay you £250 a month for 12 months to make 50 grand. 17 people. Do you think you could find 17 people in the next 12 months who are overweight, unhappy, and financially qualified? Yeah, there's loads of, pardon my French here, there's loads of fat, rich people around. They're everywhere. So just remember that whenever you are maybe kind of like fearful, worrying, and doubting that, you know, this isn't gonna work, one thing I would do is go out into your local town, city, shopping center, etc. And just look at how many people are overweight. They're everywhere, which means that the people out there are there. And there's also financially qualified people. You know, I went to Universal Studios back in September, and I was sat on Pluto's barge. So it was Popeye's white water rapids ride. And I was sat there with seven other people, and all seven of those were in excess of 18 stone. They had all paid $300 to be there for the day. Overweight, financially qualified. They were there, right in front of me. That's seven clients straight away who paid £300 for a day. And you're telling me that I can't find someone to pay me £300 for a month for something that could change my life, not just something that gives me a burst of fun. So they are out there. Then again, those 17 people, if every one of those gave you one referral in the 12-month period, that's doubled your business, and that takes you to 100 grand. And where do I find these people? Well, if you just get two people to download a lead magnet a day, and then get one in 10 to become a customer, that's £219,000. That's a ridiculous sum of money. So, it's possible. It is possible. So there we go. There we go. Right, never forget, as I just said, if every single one of your clients gave you just one new client, you've doubled your business. But are you giving them a good enough reason to recommend you? If the answer is no, get in touch.